plays, right? So you're in a game, you know, you got 80 plays in a game, and you know, doing a pit stop, you might have six opportunities in a race. So, you know, I would say, in not to mention, you're jumping out in front of a 3,500 pound car, right? So, you know, your adrenaline's definitely a little bit higher, because it's, you know, in football, you make a mistake, you know, it might get lost in the course of a game, but you make a mistake on pit road, and you're definitely going to pay for it.
We saw a guy's tire loosen up, and it cost him a race. Can you talk about the role you guys play and how critical you can be?
Yeah, you know, we can definitely help a driver, but you can also really hurt a driver as well. You know, one mistake on pit road, a penalty, you're in the back of the field, and you end up down a lap, you know, just like that. So things can happen really quick, and like I said, you know, you can help your driver out. You can gain him some spots. You know, they love getting free spots out on pit road, but you can also hurt him pretty badly.
From Lee Summit North to KU, when did you switch gears to NASCAR?
Yeah, so it was toward the end of my career at KU. You know, some of the KU football coaches actually are going to be out here today and at this race, so they made a connection with the coach at Hendrick Motorsports, and they're, you know, kind of asked, do you got a guy that would fit this mold? And they're like, we got a perfect guy for you. So they kind of put us in touch, and from then on, you know, I started learning about the sport, and I got involved in it, and really happy to be at Hendrick.
How's it changed your life?
It was huge. You know, coming out of college, I think with anybody, you know, what are you going to do for a job, right? So, you know, I tried to pursue the NFL thing, and that didn't work out, and this kind of fell into my lap, so it was really nice. You know, this being my real first big boy job out of college, you know, it's a pretty cool one to have.
Can you talk about performing on this huge stage with national television, international television, big crowds on hand? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's awesome, and that's something coming from a football background. I think that's why they recruit a lot of ex-athletes, because you're used to playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people, and being on TV and, you know, playing in front of people. So you're used to that pressure, and you grow to enjoy it, and you really like the pressure. You know, rather than waking up and just going through the course of a day, you get a lot of pressure on you, and it's something to look forward to every weekend, being on the track.
How physical is what you do out here in the pits?
It's a lot more physical than people might think. You know, you're doing a lot of physical activities, carrying tires, carrying a jack, running as fast as you can, jumping off a wall, and you're doing it all on concrete too. So that's something that I feel gets, you know, not as noticed as a lot of things, but the surface we play on is concrete, so it's tough on your body. It's hard. You're jumping off a wall with a big tire, so it takes a toll on your body. You're definitely sore after a long race.
How do your football skills translate to being a jackman?
Yeah, they definitely translate pretty well to being a jackman. I think that's, again, why they recruit a lot of ex-athletes, because of the fact that you know, you're doing very similar athletic movements. You have to have a strong core, a strong base. You got to be quick, athletic, explosive, and those are all things you train for your whole life to be a football player, if you will, and yeah, they translate really well out here on the track.
I'm told that you tried bounty hunting. Is that correct?
I didn't try. I succeeded, actually. So starting when I was 18 years old, my mom's boyfriend was a bail bondsman, and I was always beg him, you know, please take me with you on a bounty hunt. You know, I've watched it on TV. I watched Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I'm like, man, I really want to get out and do that. That looks cool, you know. Finally, I got twisted his arm long enough. One night at 2 a.m., he took me out with him, and next thing you know, I was kicking down the front door and arresting a bad guy. So that's kind of how that all started.
You think you got a book in you or a movie here?
You know, I wish. I would love to write a book and tell the story of T.J. Simpke. I think that would be pretty cool someday. But the story's still being written out here, so got a long ways to go.
How well have you been embraced by this NASCAR community?
I feel like I've been embraced very well. I fit right in, you know, and I think that's something the coaches at KU saw in me. They thought, you know, wow, you'd be a really perfect fit out here in NASCAR, and I think Hendrick Motorsports thought the same of me. You know, Hendrick Motorsports and NASCAR community is just, you know, one big family, and I feel that they've took me in, and, you know, I couldn't be any happier.
So, like, when they signed your yearbook at Lee Summit North, what would you say your accolade would be most likely to what?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably not most likely to end up out of NASCAR, you know, and even coming out at Lee Summit North, I didn't really think I would even end up playing football where I did. So growing up, I was a Missouri guy and ended up playing at Kansas. So that's one thing, you know, no one would ever guess that I would have even went to Kansas, let alone ended up out here on pit road doing pit stops.
TJ, did you go to the Hendrick Motorsports Combine, and how does that compare to, like, football tryouts?
Yeah, so it's a very similar process to, like, the Combine they might have in Indianapolis, or maybe it was in Texas this year, but you know, they bring in guys. They brought in my year, they brought in 200 guys to do a combine. Just like they would an NFL combine, they take guys and they put them through tests. How high can you jump? How agile are you? How fast are you? How strong are you? And from that 200, they narrow it down to 35 guys. And then they bring you in for a mini camp at a little bit later date, just like they would in the NFL. They find guys who have talent. They narrow that number down, and they find out of these 35 guys that we brought in, who's coachable? What they actually put the tools in your hands and kind of see, you know, obviously you're not very good at it at first, but they're trying to see who's coachable, who can pick things up quick. And, you know, so starting from 200 athletes, they narrow it down to five, and they signed five in my class. This would be, I signed with Henry Motorsports in September of 2016. So last year was my first full season, and so this would be my start of my second season. Yeah, and that was definitely a unique change going from six people over the wall to five. And, you know, we're all athletes and we love to compete, and it really made us adapt. You go from six guys to five, you know, it's kind of you've been training, doing six man, and everything's out the window now. The whole choreography changes. You know, you're obviously down a guy, so you're being asked to do a lot more. So it was a unique challenge, and it was fun, and I still think people are still trying to figure out the five-man pit stop. We're still learning a lot. You see people change things every week, and it's just a fun change. I think it's really, with the five-man, it allows you to use your athletic ability more, and the better athletes are starting to rise to the top, and it's pretty cool.
You feel any extra pressure here performing in front of the hometown crowd?
Yeah, you know, I got back at home, and my family's going to be here today. Both my brothers, my mom's going to be here. Her boyfriend who got me into bounty hunting is going to be here. Like I said, the Kansas football coaches are going to be here. So I've got not only the crew chief's eyes on me, you know, they got everybody, the whole family back behind me. So hopefully they'll be good support.
What would it mean to win here?
It would be huge. I talked to my mom about that after the Dover race, and she's like, you know, I'm kind of glad Chase didn't get his first win at Dover. I kind of wanted him to get it at Kansas, you know, and it would be Chase's first win. It would be Hendrick Motorsports' 250th win. It would just be huge to have it back at home with the family behind the wall.
I understand you overcame a pretty bad back injury when you were in high school. Can you talk about your journey overcoming that and getting here?
Yeah, so my junior year in high school, I fractured a vertebrae and had some a lot going on, and really what they told me is, you know, you should just give up this football thing. It won't take you anywhere. You know, it's not worth it. You don't want to have surgery when you're 25. You know, just give up on it, relax, and, you know, you had a good little run. And, you know, I didn't sit right with me, so I, you know, just kept working and kept working and kept working. And I made a huge gains from my junior year to my senior year. And I ended up playing football my senior year, and I still felt that injury. And that's kind of why I didn't decide to play my first couple years of college. And I ended up saying, you know what, this isn't how I want to go out. I want to play football at the University of Kansas. So I walked on, and Charlie Weiss gave me a scholarship my junior year at KU, and that's kind of how I got into this sport. So it all, luckily for me, I stuck with it and didn't give up and didn't let that injury hold me back.
Thank you.
Of course.
Is this like the feeling right before kickoff right now at this moment?
Not quite yet.